Devin Beasley interviewing Herbert Cartwright at his house on April the 1st, 1996. The subject of this interview is World War II.
His name is Herbert Cartwright. Date of birth, October 1st, 1912. And the job, when I went in the Army, I was working in Cleveland. And working in foundry, motor. And I was born in Madison County, Alabama, Madison County. That's all of that. I was drafted in the Army. I was drafted from Cleveland, and the Army was, at that time, it was pretty rough to go. The pay was much too low. And the time was pretty hard, but the officers I was under were very nice. Colonel Commander was a nice person, although we had some few in the county was not so great. Some of them were sergeants and lieutenants, but the county commander was an awful man to be under. He was a great man, Captain Paul D. Hickman from Missouri. He was a good person to be under. He was a good, fair man. That part of the Army was great. But the job, some of the jobs I did was awful dangerous, real tough. I was driving a truck driver after I got in the European country. And at this time, the quartermaster was supposed to do the haul, and I was in the audience. But when the thing got real rough, they got to where they didn't haul ammunition good. They got to where they didn't haul at night at all. The ones that I know of. And in that section of Germany, this company got 7 trucks, and it was seven, 14 drivers, because 7 drove at night and 7 drove every day. And when they got to where we had to go 120 miles at night, leave at 6 o'clock and get back at 6 o'clock the next morning, that was the rough part. And you couldn't turn the lights on. Just drive blackout. The first trip I made was at night. 120 miles one way. You had to go up there and get unloaded and get back by 6 o'clock. If you didn't get back by 6 o'clock the next morning, when you did get back, you'd have to go right back. They would let the day driver go. And that was awful rough. One night, I was shot on 3 times in one night. It was a moonshining night. It wasn't no good nights. If it was dark, raining, you couldn't see the road. If it was a nice moonshining night, the little fighter German plane could see the truck. So it just wasn't no good nights to haul. It was just over average dangerous. But I was just glad to live. That was all. You were real lucky to live through that. It's some of the things I remember now at night. I remember several nights of meeting trucks and didn't see the truck. I would just hear them, just be lucky enough to be, maybe I was on the right side of the road, or I didn't know what I was on the wrong side of the road. But it was just really, it was tough. But I got through all that all right, glad to get back home. But when I got back home, I was awful frustrated that we didn't get no bonus, no nothing in the state. And they didn't pay no money. I was, my pay stayed around $14-$15 the whole time I was in there, because my family, I had one child, and they was getting such a little. When I would get a little rating, I would have an e-lot that made out to them, and I kept my pay just the same thing. And the nice thing about it, when you got some money in Germany, regardless of how much money you get, you couldn't send no money home at all. I couldn't understand what that was for. I tried to send money home when I got in Germany. That was the only place I got a hold of any money. And you couldn't buy a money order. And I tried to send some cash money home, and you couldn't send it. I don't know how they would see it, but you couldn't put it in an envelope and send it home. I tried that 3 times, and it come back each time. I would like to know from somebody knows about the government why they didn't want you to send no kind of money home. But the rest of the army and the company I was in, I think they was, besides just a few of the lieutenants, they was great people. The company commander was the great man. He wasn't racial. We had one lieutenant was racial, from Kentucky, but he put him out. He put him out the country. So that's about the end of my story about the army, the overseas part. It was some of the lieutenants in the army, they were just like anybody else. They would get in places they just didn't know and frail too. Because I know it was a lieutenant took us up to help move a battalion. It was two of us out the company I was in. And we drove one evening, and the next night and the next day we got to where we was going. It was just a little before sundown. And we didn't have no maps to get back. We didn't know the road, but we had to turn around and come straight back, and we didn't know the way back. And we were just lucky enough to get back alive. The next morning, about 8 or 9 o'clock, we like about less than a quarter mile of going in the German line. And the way we got out of that, it was a German was close to his home, and he was running away to go home. And he run up on us and told us that the line was just over the hill. At that time, we was going up on top of the hill and turn around because we was on a strange road. It looked too clean, and there's no traffic on it. And I was awful thankful that the people we was supposed to be fighting saved our lives. Because we certainly would have got blown away if we drove up top of the hill, just a short hill. It was some rough things you would hit, though. Some of them were just too rough for a lot of the soldiers. They just couldn't hardly stand it. But when we had that hauling to do, it was hard to get a soldier to drive up there. Some of them would just fade out, couldn't make it. It was just too scary. The place was a lot of mountains, hilly, crooked roads. And it would just be very seldom you could see the road when it be dark. I was supposed to have been a convoy leader. That was a bad trouble. And I would just drive, if it was tree on the side of the road, if it was tree on each side, I'd try to drive between them. If it was on one side, I'd just try to judge my distance from what I could see in the road. And it was just awful. And for not to get nothing for it, and I noticed after that last war we had, they got a lot of credit, and they be giving them a lot of credit now. But I noticed in World War II, we didn't get no kind of credit. Didn't get nothing. I got separation, got a little money, had just lived the more than it took to get home. Left home with money in my pocket and come back broke. That was awful rough. Then the next hurting part, but the country, part of the country I was in, as quick as we got back, we come back to Boston, then we came down to Georgia. We come to South Carolina. We jumped off the train and went in a cafe to give us something to eat. We didn't have no cooks on there, no sleepers. And they didn't want to even sell us a sandwich. And just quick as we got out of there, then we heard that it was a black woman, a white man slapped her for drinking, getting a drink of water out of an old outside drinking fountain. Now that seemed awful hard with us. It did with the whole country I was in. And it seemed hard with me. Yeah, we was supposed to have been over there fighting for our country. But I could see then, when we got back to South Carolina, we didn't seem to have no country. we couldn't get a handout sandwich in a cafe. That was awful rough. It was really too bad.